It's not the most ideal place. Part of what we wanted to move out there was possibly a ladder truck at times, but it's going to be tough getting in and out of there, but we can make it happen. The problem is we've been working on this for years, and we're not providing any better protection by keep talking about it. We need to find some kind of stable area to put this thing, and let's move forward with trying to provide that protection. While we're sitting around talking about it, it's building up around us, and we're not moving forward. I've talked to Ms. Brock, and I've talked to Chief Crime. We've talked about manning that station, you know, as part of the contract that we have now. We ran 2,469 calls this year out of one station, out of headquarters in Seneca, as part of the city in the contracted area. This station would help alleviate a lot of that response time getting out to that area. So, no, it's not the most opportune place. But if wherever we build it, we'll make it work. You know, if we could find a little better location, it'd be wonderful, but I know this is paid for. With the money that's available, the problem is if we go out and start buying more property, we're going to reduce the cost of building the station to have living quarters to be able to put people in it 24 hours a day. If we're just going to build a station and not man it 24 hours a day with people, we're not really providing a better service. Building a station and not manning it may lower your insurance rates, but we're giving you a false sense of security if we're not going to get a truck out of there and bring it to your house and put a fire out. So, you know, I talked to Ms. Promoter this morning. We'll do anything to make this, you know, happen and help provide that service and help provide the manpower to cover that station. We just got to, you know, figure out our next step to get it done.